hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Are we?
I mean, I'm pretty good.
I don't know.
All right, fair enough. We are Caucasians.
Oh, man, I'm alive.
23andMe got canceled, so I'll never know.
Yeah, where's all that data going?
They had a data breach.
They raped a bunch of people.
Bunch of rape.
No.
So they're canceled.
Well, no, they got a data breach, and they got sued by a bunch of people.
Raped.
And now, since they can't pay for it, they're selling their data. So all year...
They're selling their data to pay for stolen data.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do.
You sign the papers, you spit in the tube. Who gives a shit?
I don't know what anybody could, like, do with your ancestry history.
Yeah, and that spit's dry, yo.
How dry?
Dry. Dry as the desert.
Like, dry as a fly.
He gets it.
He gets it.
Yeah. My man over here gets it.
Yeah.
Sean, you want to tell them where, tell the people where they're at?
Where who? Where the people at? What?
The listeners.
Where the people at?
Where are you at, people? I don't know.
Tell us where they are.
Where are we at right now?
Oh, Benton Harbor?
Think smaller.
Mm-hmm. Alex's?
Smaller.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
The Brackish. It rhymes with...
The Skunk Ravine.
Dump McQueen, yeah.
Dump McQueen.
You're in the Skunk Ravine. Yeah.
You need, like, a cough, like...
We make a bunch of shirts and say, like, I got MRSA at the Skunk Ravine. My ringworms have MRSA now.
It's the only way. What is that thing doing?
It's a sock.
Yeah, take it away, please.
That socks are not okay to make a choose.
At least the MRSA got rid of the scabies, though.
It was a very black puppy.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, like?
The darkness.
Shepherd? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let her do it.
Destroy everything.
Don't let her do it. So we got a new dog up in the house here.
Go that way.
Which we've talked about. Oh, she just gave up after that.
Jesus Christ.
He shoved me. I'm going to lay down.
Everybody acts like I just beat the shit out of this dog. Oh, my God.
Even Daisy's going over there like, are you okay?
What did he do to you?
Oh, my God. Are you okay? Yeah, are you going to make it? Yeah, dude. We're here in the Skunk Ravine.
Nicholas, help.
What do I do?
I don't know. Kill it.
Yeah, just let her go.
Yep.
Just kill it.
Scare
her. Yeah, you're just going to have to watch that wire, because she definitely is not.
I know how to scare. Your mother was sold into a dog fight rink.
Yeah. You're going to die in 10 years.
You're dead. Michael's face.
You're only going to live to be 10.
No.
Should that be 15?
No, when he turns 10, I'm going to kill it. With kindness, but will be, but it will be dead.
It's gonna be like the cat from that Nick Swardson show.
From what? The Nick Swardson
Nick
show.
Swardson.
The show.
The show.
I didn't fuck.
The Nick cat Swardson in the wheelchair.
Oh man, I haven't seen that since I came.
It's like nine.
I gotta watch that again. Because the only thing I remember is Lady Gaga's brother, Gary Gaga, who's like a cop in Philadelphia.
Yeah. So it's just Gaga.
But he's still just like, he's wearing these, he's like, yeah, I make these hats. I give them to my sister, you know, but these are my hats.
Sean, do you know what I'm talking about? The cat in the wheelchair.
I didn't know that show existed till this moment. So no.
What?
I've never seen wheelchair cats.
You know what I'm talking about, Ashley. Thank God. Yeah, it's a cat in a wheelchair, and he's like, he's all rich. Cause Nick Schwartz and like ran him over.
Paralyzed him.
Yeah. Hell and yeah. So now he's in a wheelchair. He's like,
nice, thank you.
He's in the vault. Oh my God, it's hilarious.
Is that Kid Rock on your shirt smoking a yes. Mountain Dew Bowl?
Yes. 100%.
That's America right there.
Is that great? Yeah, I got a compliment at the store today about it. Somebody's like, that's a really cool shirt.
Was it a
thanks. White? Do you get it?
What ethnicity were they?
They're a white boy.
I was like, thanks, it's Kid Rock smoking weed.
It would have been way cooler if it was like a hood-ass black dude.
Well, yeah, everything would be way cooler if it was a hood-ass black dude. Well,
have you seen the memes that, not that say everything. Kid Rock these days looks like Dr. Phil dressed up like Kid Rock?
Yeah, Dr. Phil trying to be Kid Rock.
They're not wrong.
Yeah, Kid Rock is weird as shit, dude. I mean, he started off wanting to be a rapper.
Mm-hmm. I mean, bah with the bah, dog.
Well, yeah. I mean, I want to be a cowboy, baby.
I think he just started off with an identity crisis and just leaned into it.
Absolutely.
It's gotten worse ever since.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I heard his dad was like a used car or car salesman.
Right. Well, and you went from like talking about like cops murdering people or being a cop killer to being like blue lives matter.
Fucking love police. Well, yeah.
I'll suck their dick.
His career dried up as a rock rapper.
So now he's a country rock rapper?
And now he's just a country fucking loser.
All I can picture is that picture of him walking down the beach.
Oh, yeah, just like walking just
like
a fucking
power walking.
Trash piece of shit.
Yeah, like...
I can smell a pig from a mile away. That's my favorite Kid Rock lyric.
Yes.
But now he knows them all.
We the
so
people.
Now he could. They just call him when they're a mile away.
Oh yeah, he's used to the smell by now.
All right.
Yeah, there's a new song he did called "We the People."
Yeah, I think it is. The dog shit. Oh my God, you should listen to it. It's
cringe as it's. Well, I mean, everything he's ever done.
It's really bad. I mean, the whole time he's talking about how. You know, like, fuck CNN, fuck MSNBC. And then at the end of the song, he's like, we got to unify and come together. Yeah, it's very conflicting and confusing.
Right.
He just sucks his own dick at the end.
That'd be tight.
It would.
I'd watch that. I'd watch a 55-year-old man suck his own dick.
I mean.
Have I got a clip for you?
Yeah.
I mean.
That's the future.
You really can't. You can't beat that.
What, sucking your own dick?
Well, I mean...
Well, why would you beat it? You're already doing it.
You're already sucking
it.
Your
don't
own
need
dick.
To beat it.
Mean like
you
that.
Don't
I
have
mean,
to
you...
beat it.
God damn it, you assholes.
You're already beating it with your mouth.
Right.
Yeah, you walked right into that. You can't tee us up and not expect us to take a swing.
Right.
Well, sweet. I'm glad we got a daisy.
I can suck my dick from a mile away.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That might be the name of the episode.
That pop. It just.
I can suck my.
It just
from
came
a
right away. In there.
It just came right in my mouth. I didn't spit it out.
Oh boy.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's shut this down. We're not topping that. It's downhill from here. We peaked at 9 minutes.
So I always thought downhill from here, like until my mid-20s, I thought like the hard part's over.
Yeah.
I didn't know it meant like everything's ending. I thought it was like, here's the cake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's cake.
Time to sit back and enjoy the ride.
Yeah. I didn't know like. Downhill from here meant like, well, your life's shit now. Just give up.
Yeah.
I think that's a matter of perspective.
Well, I think you're supposed to stay on top of the hill, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, you did all the hard work. You're there. You're on top of the hill now. But then it's like, oh, it's all downhill from here.
You got to sell propane and propane accessories.
I thought downhill was like, all right, you got to the easy part. It's all good.
That's a really stupid expression.
Yeah, I hate it.
Everything's stupid, I think.
So
I think if you have time to think about everything, it fucking sucks.
Well, also, or it's all awesome. There's a dog licking my shin. That happened.
That's pretty shin tight. Licking.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that sounds
true. I can lick your shin from a
shin licking.
Shin licking. Shin licking.
Damn shin licker.
Yeah, it's definitely like an Irish like pub song.
It's like a slur.
Yeah, you shin licker.
Yeah, shin licker.
Home, you damn shin licker.
That seems like, yeah, it's just Scottish for bootlicker.
Is it Scottish or German or Irish?
Well, if it was German, you'd still be.
I'm gonna say it's Scottish. You fucking shin licker.
Yeah, shin licker. Yeah. I don't know. That still sounds Irish.
I mean, there's not much of a difference.
What about like a Highlander? Is that what they call each other?
Just some weird guy who can his weird accent.
The Highlanders.
No, that's Scottish. Yeah.
There can be only one.
There can be only one.
I heard
that. Shin licker.
That's the Mexican version. There can be only one.
Only one.
Only one.
Only one remains.
We won one one.
I heard that the guy who played Highlander did all of his sword scenes, but he is
with
like,
his dick.
He's blind as shit without his glasses.
Oh.
So that's why the sword fighting is just like kind of like, what the
fuck? Phoned in.
Yeah.
I thought that was the coolest when I was like 12 or 13 and I tried to watch it recently. Like, it's so phoned in. The choreography is terrible.
He actually fucks some chick in that movie, though, doesn't he?
What?
Like, you can see his balls.
What is
this? I don't remember that part. Highlander?
No, I know. Now I'm just thinking of Frank and...
Frank and Dick.
Frank and Dick. No, not Wiener Wacka.
Wacka, Wiener Wacka,
yeah.
Wiener Wacka, Wiener Wacka.
No, I was thinking of Frank and the...
You're just saying Frank over and over again. We don't know.
Always Sunny.
Yeah, which episode?
The sex scene. When they redo.
Just stop talking.
Yeah. He's just banging that witch lady.
He's like, be quiet. Don't talk.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Hey, what's in that solo cup, son?
Some of that.
He's gonna get stuck.
Are
you
trying to get
he got through. Yep, he made it. He almost.
They always make it.
Hell yeah. Do you ever see a titty? That'd be tight.
In your life?
Yeah, I've never seen a titty ever.
Alex, remember when we were at the beach and you were like, I hope some point in my life I get to see somebody fall down that hill so I can see their body. And not even 10 minutes later, like a chonky chick and her two friends were walking down and she went like head over ass.
They were African American.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody was just staring and I was like, Alex, you forgot to say it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, she's fine. And then we all just died and they glared at us.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Sounds awesome.
Right behind West.
I think you were there.
Westview.
She fell coming down the hill.
I thought you were there. Yeah. She biffed it hard.
Yep.
That's fucking awesome.
Because like, I was like, I just want to see somebody.
And they were all looking over like they were going to try to match. But after she fell, they're like, whatever, we're going to go stand in a corner over here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wasn't she wearing like a yellow bikini?
I don't remember.
I believe it was yellow.
Because
she tried to play it off.
Right.
I did that shit on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I did that shit on purpose.
Yeah.
It was I do somersaults down hills all day.
That makes me feel alive.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It makes me feel like I can do anything.
At least it's the bathroom.
There's dogs peeing in the bathroom. I mean, that's an appropriate place to pee.
Yeah, my dog Buddy would
watch the cord.
Use the bathtub if you didn't get outside.
Well, it's also tile, so.
Right.
What, me?
Nick, you always do something bad.
Can I read to you about a man I heard about?
Maybe.
His name
well, you
is
can.
El Gato.
His name is Timothy Dexter. And no. He was born January 22nd, 1747 in Massachusetts Bay, British America.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Looks like
an awesome guy.
Yeah. So, this guy.
Looks like an Napoleon enthusiast.
He was from a poor family of Irish immigrants who moved to the New World the century before. He had little schooling and dropped out of school to work as a farm laborer at the age of 8.
Damn.
Yeah. So he, you know, he couldn't read or anything. So at the end of the Revolutionary War, this guy decided to purchase, he purchased large amounts of depreciated continental currency, which was worthless at the time. And by the end of the war, the government, the new U.S. government made good on its notes at 1% face value. So since he collected all these fucking worthless dollars, he made a shitload of money because he just had tons of it.
He's a millionaire.
So now this illiterate moron is rich as fuck. So,
you'd be having that.
Cinderella story.
So people would always fuck with him and give him bad. Are you leaving? Okay. So people would always fuck with him and give him.
Can you not get out?
Like bad ideas for his business. So he was advised to send bed warmers, you know, the coals.
Yes. I know what a bed warmer is.
They were like, hey, you should go and sell those in the West Indies, which is a tropical area. So he was like, oh shit, like, yeah, that's a great idea. So they go down there and the island that he goes to happens to produce a shitload of molasses. And I guess these bed warmers, if you take the lid off, are perfect scoops for molasses.
Hmm.
So he sold the fuck out of them, made a fortune.
So he was like, suck my dick, bitches.
No, he's probably just like, cool, I made money. I wish I could read.
Do you think that's what he sounded like?
So another one that they told him to do was to ship coal to Newcastle, which I guess was like a coal hub.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, that's a great idea. So he filled a bunch of ships up with coal and sent them there. Well, it just happens that the coal miners were on strike when the ships got there. So he was able to sell all the coal for a fuckload of money.
So he's just a retarded rich person. Dude,
his entire life was like, he just came up with bad ideas and he just got lucky and sold and made tons of money.
God damn it.
He exported Bibles to the East Indies and stray cats to the Caribbean islands. And again, what made
stray cats?
Stray cats.
Just stray cats, bro.
Yeah. Apparently,
they had a rat.
They
had a rat infestation at the time.
They needed more cats.
They were going through a plague.
We need cats!
Yeah, and he also hoarded whale bones by mistake for fun, I guess. I don't know, but ended up selling them as corset stays.
I'm done with this kind of situation. Fuck this guy.
So, yeah, his whole thing was, like, cornering the market on valuables that weren't valuable to
anybody. He didn't even know what he was doing.
Except he just got lucky.
Ah, fuck this guy.
Which is hilarious.
He's an asshole.
Yeah. I want to,
Wasn't it the, like, the strainer tooth thing that whales have that they used for corsets? You said that
it was a corset stay.
Not corsets was whale, like, rib bones.
No. A whale rib bone's like the size of your table.
Yeah, I know that, but they would cut them down.
I swear it was like the tooth thing, because those are kind of like flexible. I don't know. I know that the dude from Journeyman's, like, you know where Journeyman's is now?
Yeah,
corsips, whips, and whiskey. Corsips, but whips. He replaced the whale bones with like... a turkey something feather. And that's so he became a millionaire after that.
I don't see how he could use a turkey feather.
I don't know. Well, he used something
turkeys,
from a bird.
Turkeys were built different back then.
Nice.
Turkeys were made out of whale bones, apparently.
Well, you know,
but he used.
You know, that was almost our like bird.
What's that?
Instead of an American eagle.
Right. Well, and it was a lot cheaper, and it made women, like, it was more flexible, so they could breathe.
Well, yeah, weren't they, like,
Thomerson Jeff. He was dumb as hell too.
If I ever have another boy, I'm gonna name him Thomerson Jeff.
Thomerson Jeff.
He bought an estate in Chester, New Hampshire, and there he would recommend that people call him the Earl of Chester.
Awesome.
He offered one quarter to children who called him Lord Chester, and dinner and drinks for adults who did so.
Lord Chester.
Oh,
great.
Apparently, he would have, like, when visitors came over, he'd be like, yeah, my wife's dead. And then,
he was never married.
And that the woman frequenting the building was simply her ghost.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. She would just like pop up and be like, oh, that's her ghost.
Nah, I don't worry about that.
He faked his own death once just to see how many people would come and react.
Hell yeah. Yeah, he didn't need to read and write. This guy had it.
He experienced it.
Yeah.
So 3,000 people attended his mock wake. And when he didn't see his wife crying, he revealed the hoax and probably started beating her with his cane for not sufficiently mourning his death.
You just want my stuff.
So this guy sounds like pretty awesome. At age 50, he authored a book called A Pickle for the Knowing Ones.
All right.
Yeah. Where he just complained about politics and the church and his wife. The book contains 8,847 words, but also 33,864 letters without any punctuation.
So he eventually learned how to write and read?
No, it's full of unorthodox spelling and capitalizations, and he signs his name at the end of each chapter as if it was a letter.
Hey, that's still writing. I mean, I haven't done that, so he's doing better than me.
Here's a quote from one of his books. I me, the Lord in the United States of the A. Macari, now of Newburyport. It is the voice of the people, and I can't help it, so let it go.
Brilliant.
I am is spelled I-M-E. United is spelled Y-O-U-N-I-T-E-D. America is spelled A space M-E-R-C-A-R-Y. Voice is an S instead of a C. People, the L and the E are wrong. Go is spelled G-O-U-E.
That all tracks.
Yeah, in 1802, his book was published for free and given away for free. But it became so popular that it was reprinted 8 times. And he made money.
he could be president right now.
In the second edition of the book, Dexter responded to complaints about the book's lack of punctuation by adding an extra page of 11 lines of punctuation marks.
He's like, it's choose your own, just put them wherever you want.
Actually, yes. With the instructions that printers and readers could insert them wherever or wherever they need.
So for his, how long was the book?
Well, I'm not sure.
All right. You only said like.
It was about 9,000 words.
9,000 words?
But.
With 11 lines of punctuation. So yeah. Probably like 100 some punctuation points. One.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
To be like, just put them where you need them.
Oh, yeah. I called it. Yeah.
Just this guy just bumbling through life and making money and just like, cool, I'm a lord. I'm Lord of Newchester. Some of Dexter's social contemporaries considered him very unintelligent, yet his obituary considered him, quote, intellectual endowments not being of most exalted stamp. Just
they
getting
do
lucky.
A movie about him. That would be an awesome movie.
Yeah.
I'd watch it.
Just getting lucky shit his entire fucking life. Mm-hmm. Just trying to make a cat island and succeeding.
Right. Metalocalypse did it first.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Well, they did it like 300 years later, but they still did it first.
So, I was thinking the other day.
Nice. Did your head hurt?
Pretty dangerous. I can't remember if I brought this up last episode or not, but...
I mean, thinking's exciting.
Do you think that the Industrial Revolution was like the tightest time period to be autistic in?
That and steam engines.
I was going to say, everything's made of steam. Everything's powered by steam and has gears in it.
Right. That's probably a top five. That and the
for Aussies?
What?
Top five for Aussies? Autistic.
Yeah. Yeah. the golden age when it was math and painting, you know.
Well, that was probably only if you were like in Paris or Venice, you know.
Yeah.
But everywhere else,
yeah,
sucked.
The Industrial Revolution was the entire world.
No, yeah, everyone's like, fucking steam? What?
Right.
Whoa. But, I mean, like, everything is, you just go into a factory and it's just like a train engine is the entire factory. You're just inside of a train engine.
Yeah.
Making textiles or something. But being autistic was tight, dude. Just like,
as long as
oh my God, can I stay here for 15 hours a day, 6 days a week?
Yep.
Well,
if
you're in a creation, if you're part of the creation process, if you're like in the being mangled by machines that people don't know how to build yet part of the process, probably wasn't like the bee's knees,
yeah.
Said at the time.
I mean, it was probably new and exciting until
you have an arm and a leg to be able to do this all day. Shit, I just did.
You literally get your arm and leg ripped off that day. Right. You're like, this is awesome.
You can have a 15-minute break and get back to work.
Yeah. There wasn't like a shutoff or anything because they had to build the world. So they had to keep all the machines running 24/7, nonstop.
Probably like the people losing an arm and a leg every hour was the only thing they had lubricating it. They didn't know about chain oil. Just like,
don't worry. You don't have to lube it up at all.
No, just put another newbie over there. Put a newbie on five. It's getting dry. No, don't worry about protective gear. Just get your hands in there.
Yeah,
get used to it.
Okay, do I have to push them in? No. Just send them that way. The rest will take care of itself. It'd suck. Mm-hmm. Just get pulled into a machine.
Really getting into your work.
Yeah. You're really putting yourself out there.
Yep.
Like on the wall and the ceiling. And...
That guy has been all over the shop.
No, yeah, he did.
Still some of them by the ceiling.
God, dude. I bet they wouldn't even like stop production back in the day.
I'm sure there's still places that don't, like, like, semi-locally.
What the fuck? Get back. Back to your position.
I remember, like, sometime in the last decade, there being, like, a thing from, like, Coke or Pepsi or something about somebody missing a finger, and they're like, look out, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's inside one of the cans.
Yeah.
Someone's like, I found them.
I got a golden ticket.
Yeah, the gold ticket is just a finger in your Coke.
Yeah, that's a golden ticket. You're like, hey, Coke, what's up with this finger?
There was, I think, a can of Mountain Dew that somebody tried to claim that they found a mouse in it. Yeah. And Mountain Dew is like, check this out. And they put a mouse inside of a can of...
And it deteriorates.
And by the time by the time it would have like shipped to wherever it was and sold, it dissolved.
Yeah.
Our soda.
We know how caustic our shit is.
Our soda actually breaks down organic material, so there's no way that you had a whole mouse inside your mouth. Right.
We know our shit will kill you.
Yeah. We know how bad this is for
our
you.
Our shit will kill you, but not from contaminated biological material. Just what breaks up the biological material.
I remember way back in the day, either middle school or high school, but somebody claiming that they, like, inside their McDonald's fries got a rat tail.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You remember that? That's how you should nod your head.
I thought it was like an actual, like, mouse or something.
No, it was the tail.
Just the tail?
Yeah. from what I remember when it happened back in like late 90s, it was like,
I remember someone about
to get 9/11
swearing that they got a condom in their burrito from Taco Bell going at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Was it an XL?
I don't know.
Then it didn't happen.
XL burrito or condom?
Both. I want detail. I want to know both.
Like, was the burrito inside of the condom?
That's just a good way to keep your burrito nice and steamed up on the drive home.
Well, yeah, that just would be thoughtful. It would keep it nice.
Extra sour cream.
Yeah.
But that's what got me to stop going to Taco Bell. The only time I'd ever go to Taco Bell was at 2 o'clock in the morning. They told me that story, and I was like,
who works
at Taco Bell cares.
Hey, Sean.
What's up?
2 o'clock in the morning.
Who are top?
But, yeah, like, my thinking on that was nobody that works at Taco Bell cares about your food, and the people that work at Taco Bell at 2 o'clock in the morning care even less.
You gotta say
they
want to
get the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
you gotta say 2 o'clock.
Stupid drunk motherfuckers.
2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Top cock.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the morning.
As if you were working at Taco Bell, like, and you fucking put a condom inside someone's burrito, though, they're gonna come back bitching about it.
Yeah, sure.
And then you're just causing more work for yourself.
But would they come back at cock 30?
Would they come back a quarter to penis?
I'd
throw a fit.
I think they stopped talking.
Like, it's 5 minutes to my foreskin. What do you want?
It's 5 minutes to the foreskins.
I definitely wouldn't be cool about a condom.
Fuck no.
But they were,
a triple XL?
I would go there and demand to see the security tapes and then murder whoever did it.
I want a new burrito.
I'm still fighting with fucking Amazon.
Goddamn.
Bro.
And you got video evidence of that.
Bro. I've got fucking screenshots. I've got, dude, it's like, I'm like a goddamn detective at this
point.
You've
got a contractor that said how much the work cost.
Yeah. Yeah. This dumb bitch, this smart lady.
Did you get an Indian lady or like a Southern lady?
Okay.
I feel like that's what you get with customer service.
I'll go right now.
Some Indian lady, like, my name is Beth.
I am Dave. Your name Johnson.
Dave?
No, Beth.
Okay, so.
Sounds like a condom hitting the floor.
Yeah, see?
Or a burrito.
So I had to sign a release.
What?
A DocuSign. So I can get my money. I talked to somebody this day. They said, thank you for your email. Because I told them how I wanted an e-check, which I have no idea what that is. I mean, obviously it's an electronic check.
Yeah, what do they do? Email you like a check and then you email it to your bank?
I have no clue. I said, please let me know when it is sent. Thank you. And then at 4:12 today, they said, hello, Alex. Thank you for your email. Have you also signed the release DocuSign, which I just did the other day? I talked to somebody. I took pictures of it. So
I would just respond with yes.
I said, I'm dumbfounded at how this is still going on. What more do you need from me? And I sent a picture of the DocuSign.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck
That's
is
their
wrong
tactic,
with these people?
Dude. They fucking fuck with you and make you jump through hoops until you get sick of it.
That's what
like,
I was
fuck.
Saying.
Oh, no.
I was saying they were just.
I'll
like,
never give up.
People just. Giving
that's,
up.
That's what the
they've
state
got,
of,
they've got exactly. thousands of people working for sure, them, so dude. They can just keep passing you to the next guy.
No, never gonna give up.
Well, they're just trying to get you to swear at them.
I'll never like,
give cancel.
Up. Nope.
See, this is like.
See, I don't swear.
You swear?
No. Well, I do swear, but I didn't
you
swear.
You swear you don't.
I said I'm dumbfounded.
Right.
That's not a curse word.
No.
Huh?
There's no dumbfuckery.
I didn't say dumbfuckery.
I know. You said dumbfounded.
I tried to get their supervisor's number, and then I said, hello, this is Alex Dine. I would like an e-check, please. And then I sent them my email. And then they were like, did you sign the DocuSign?
Did you sign the DocuSign?
You should have said, yeah, I did. If you need to confirm it, look it up on your end.
Right.
Do your fucking job.
I did.
So
give me my fucking money.
I didn't say anything.
Say it in a nice, like, I have procured the e-commerce signature.
I did.
Have you guys noticed that the Amazon logo isn't pretending to be a smile at all anymore? It's just obviously a slanted dick.
It's a dick. It's a dick.
It's just a dick curve.
It's like
Amazon Prime.
Dick.
I mean, like on the
like
Prime
it's
channel,
like one of those.
The thing is, like,
instead of the little smile corners, that's like the you start measuring here and then you stop measuring up here.
Right.
Yeah.
So
no,
you know,
but like,
then you can do the math
weird
to figure
dick.
Out the curvature of
on,
the dick
on the logo yeah. on the TV.
So you can find the radius of the dick.
The radius of the dick
on the tip, and it spans out now, nice. Like on the Amazon Prime channel. That's a, it's just like here's the tip, full screen.
I've seen Jeff Bezos' rocket ship, dude. Of course.
Yeah. So like the whole
rocket dick.
For a while,
I'm pretty sure that guy's whole life is just hiding dicks in places.
I'm pretty sure he owes me $610.
Yeah, right. And he's still on my chopping block.
You fucking
piece of shit
person that owes me money. Right.
Right.
You can edit that out.
It stays because there's nothing false about it at all. This piece of shit owes you money.
Yeah.
And fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Dumb dick rocket.
It's on video, you stupid fuck.
Dumb rich whores up into space. Who gives
it's on shit? Video.
He's got his crooked dick on, like, cars all across America.
So let's talk conspiracy theories. Did you see the footage of the women going to space? On the Blue Origin?
I've just seen people making fun of it.
Which is Jeff Bezos' rocket company.
Yeah.
Didn't they go for like an hour and then come back or some stupid shit?
Dude, they went up for 11 minutes.
You didn't go to space.
They experienced 4 minutes of weightlessness. 4 minutes.
You can do that in a plane.
Yes.
Yeah. All you got to do is like go down fast enough and you get free.
So one of them idiots
they
like,
didn't go to
got
space.
Interviewed about it and they were like
I hate
oh have you been to space oh you've never been like you're garbage
let's go shoot this
it's guy. Like $23 million for a seat on that thing
right
let's go,
and
let's
they're
go
sitting there calling
guy.
Themselves the flight crew calling themselves crew and calling themselves astronauts it's like you didn't do anything.
Well, one person pointed out that they were, like, pulling the door open.
Yeah, when they landed.
Yeah, and, like, it should still be pressurized.
Yeah, that's why the astronauts, when they land in the ocean, they're in the lander for, like...
hours?
Yeah. So they have to, like, depressurize. And, like...
Right.
It's the reverse of scuba diving.
Mm-hmm.
It's scuba daunting.
Scuba daunting, yes. Or scuba...
Maybe.
Surviving?
Self-contained above water breathing apparatus?
I don't know.
Self-contained sky breathing apparatus?
We are very, everybody who listens to this, we are very, we're good at science. Yeah.
It'd still be scuba.
It's the reverse.
It's two O's, out of orbit breathing.
Oh! Yeah. Even cooler.
Scoob, like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, self-contained.
Scooby-Doo-wee-doo.
Breathing apparatus.
So when you're running out of air, you can be like, I'm almost out of Scooby snacks.
Yikes! I'm gonna die.
Get out of here. space ghost.
You know you're not allowed to scuba dive and
fly
not space you're
no I seen it
you can't go scuba diving and then go into an airplane in the same day
Yeah, I saw a video where a dude was showing off his yacht and his scuba gear and his plane on the same day.
Good.
And they all died.
Yeah, good.
I mean, it's really cool that
you know what that's called?
I'd say karma, but ignorance?
No, you started with a D.
Dumbasses?
Darwin Awards.
That too. That's the same thing.
Well, yeah, but... What the fuck? Who is bothering me?
I don't know.
It better be Satan.
Well, he'll have to buy your soul from me if you're going to sell him stuff.
Well, I owe you a lot of souls.
No, you gave me two, so you don't owe me any. They're mine. So if you're going to sell your soul to the devil... He can give you whatever he wants, but he's got to come to me with a better deal. Be like, okay, you made that deal with him. You got to make a deal with me, and it's not even my soul.
It sounds like a whole legal mumbo jumbo.
Right, like him trying to get his shit back from Amazon.
Yeah, except it's the devil trying to
my phone makes
keep a whole soul, and clearly he owns you a third of that soul. Or you own 2/3 of that soul.
Yeah. Yeah, at least.
Gotcha. Do I even have a soul?
You might have a third or one.
I can sell you a little bit of yours back for a premium.
Right. I'm not going to do it for some French fries or cigarettes. Like,
I'm not scared.
Plus, there's appreciation. Like, it's been, 20 years? So the value of your soul's definitely gone up. Or would you say
soul inflation?
Yeah.
Ooh. Let's start a smooth rock band called Soul Inflation.
Did you say smooth rock?
Yeah. Or R&B. I don't know which way you want to go.
Soul inflation.
That just sounds like...
I think it'd be smooth jazz.
Yeah.
It has to start with smooth, whatever it is.
It's definitely 6 feet from the edge of the
year. Smooth Creed.
I want the opposite of smooth Creed. I want like doom 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 Creed.
Just so like Creed,
intense
but
techno Creed.
No.
I was talking about
Creed,
backing over him.
Creed, but Creed, but
Creed,
speed on Creed,
not smooth Creed.
Disturbed. Yeah, just. Disturbed and Creed. Huh?
That sounds amazingly awful.
Right. That's the point.
It sounds like you could sell out stadiums.
That's the point. You guys, you got to think about it.
Got to think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
Creed's making a comeback, and it's weird.
What?
Well, all of their album, like, they have always had ridiculous sales. So they've already been, like, everybody says, like,
hate they're Creed. Fucking, they're a fucking radio rock band, dude.
Yeah.
So there's clearly, there's a market for that shit.
Right.
You know? There are people who listen to it. I'm guessing their breakfast consists of a stick of beef jerky, 2 Marlboro Lights, and a white Monster.
Oh, the white Monster.
Not talking shit. There's nothing wrong with that. But I guarantee the person who's listening to the radio because they can't afford fucking free Spotify or whatever are those people.
Like I pay for my Spotify.
I do too, yeah. I like being able to skip.
Goddamn right.
I just turn the volume down.
On your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. These guys don't pay for data, so.
I'll bite you.
No, I'm unwilling to pay for Spotify, so I'll just turn the volume down.
Should we
down.
Both buy them?
It's great.
It
rules.
It rules.
It's worth $10 a month.
Yeah, but I hate rules, how everything rules. Starts out as free apps, like, and then once they like slaughter the industry that's actually paying for shit, then they're like, okay, well, we're gonna add in commercials. And then you have to start paying. And then you start paying. And then, like, you start paying to get the shit without commercials. And then they start adding commercials again. Like, fucking Netflix and... Well, Netflix is
gone.
Everything else is. So, yeah. If I can just watch commercials to keep something free, I'm going to. Because once enough people start paying for it, to get not have commercials, then they're going to have to make it so you have like extra premium or ultra plus. Premium.
Plus or now.
Yeah, and yeah. But they'll have like the regular be like, okay, $10 and you only get half an hour of commercials. I don't know. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
They just make it, they cut out the whatever market they're stealing from, and once those people are all gone, then they add in commercials and prices. It's dumb.
Yeah.
So when are we gonna go camp Bahama House?
Let's go look at it. I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen?
No, you've told me about it.
You've never been?
Oh. We found a mattress. Cast iron.
You got a bum living out in your woods?
There's a crazy lady that's camps all around here.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
She's
terrifying.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, nah,
no, she's sitting in the house across the street.
She's just
me.
A fucking dime.
I'll use the...
I'm like a... Like to $1,000 bill.
I'll use the
punch up
12
games. God, I better pussy sweet.
Yeah.
Better... Sweet and sour.
Yeah, I bet it tastes like that. I bet it tastes like fresh bowl
with
cherries.
A lot of like fish sauce. I know you cook. You
don't talk down to fish sauce like that.
No, yeah, she's...
We're talking about Chad Woman, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Chad.
Chad, you make chatters.
Have you seen him around lately?
I've wondered what happened to him. I saw him like...
He's always there by Meyer.
Oh, he's like that again?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, We were recording one night, and I went to the gas station on a beer run and saw him down there.
He's all strung out and shit?
He was very, very skinny.
No shit.
Give him that. He looked good.
Oh, yeah?
Size-wise, yeah.
Well, you probably could have bought him.
Other than that, he didn't look too good.
That sucks.
He looked good, but he didn't look too good.
Well, I mean, like, if I just saw his silhouette, I'd be like, oh, hell yeah, that's a nice in-shape person. But then knowing who he is and how big he used to be, I'm like, oh, he didn't lose that weight.
He's cracky.
He didn't lose that weight in a good way. You can tell that weight came off hard.
Well, that sucks. Because he, like, last time I saw him, he was doing good. And he'd been, like, sober for a couple of years. It was right after he got out of prison.
Yeah.
Yep.
For killing somebody, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The other person that was involved with that just got probation.
Nice.
Yep.
Good.
Yep, Mr. Turner.
Oh.
Do you remember him?
Uh-uh. Will?
Ed?
Oh.
Or Dion?
Will Turner. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Darkness of the Dion.
Dion Darkness.
Darkness.
Dion, the darkness.
Darkness.
But yeah, no, it was stupid that Chad got into any of that. Because he like came from like money, didn't he?
That's usually...
Yeah, I have no idea.
For money.
I don't know much about him, actually.
He's a piece of shit.
I mean, he's very fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I remember when he was married to old girl.
No, they're engaged. Jessica Gunn.
They never got married?
Yeah, I'm not positive.
They're not.
Like,
We definitely hung out at their house one night, and he was like, do you want to go outside and smoke weed? And I was like, yeah, for sure. So we go outside, and we're smoking weed, and then he's telling me that, she hates it when I smoke weed. And I'm like, well, what are we doing? Like, she's going to smell it as soon as you go back. He's like, no, she won't. I'm like, dude. He's like, I do this all the time. She has no idea. I was like... She knows. She totally knows. There's no way that she doesn't. And he's like, watch this. And he like hits the fucking joint and then goes inside. And she's like in there talking to my wife. And he just like gets in her face and just starts like breathing in her face. What a fucking. And like halfway through her sentence, she's just like, what are you doing? And he's like, see, I told you. And I'm like, she totally smelled that.
Right. Yeah, she smoked weed.
Any sane person would smell that.
Right.
Unless she has some weird disease where her sinuses just don't pick it. Yeah. But retired enough to where you can still identify the smell of weed.
Right.
If you've ever smoked, if you've ever been like, oh, that's what weed smells like? Oh, okay. 100 years later, you could smell weed and be like, that's weed.
Right.
Like, it's just like, that's the smell of weed. So, I don't know. That shit always cracked me up because I was like, what are you doing? Like, what is the point of this, you know?
He was proving something.
I guess.
I think proving the only thing he proved is that he couldn't stay engaged and get married.
Yeah. She dodged a bullet.
Yeah. I remember he left your wedding because Tippy was there and...
They weren't getting along at the time or what?
She dated Tippy at one point or something.
Oh. This is while they were together?
What?
This is while they were together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we gotta go. I was like, why? And he's like, well, Tippy's here. It's like, okay. And he's like, well, they used to date. Like, well, did he like put his hands on her or something? No.
Oh, okay. Nothing happened? Oh, okay.
So nothing happened.
What are you talking about, dude? Just dated I don't think we have to leave.
Like,
yeah, let's go, and then just walked away.
So you and your fiance have to leave because you're really, really insecure. Would that be your reason for leaving a wedding of somebody you care about? Like Ashley used to date that person several years ago.
No, but I'm not like an insecure piece of shit.
Yeah, that's true. if they were trying to like corner at the bar or like doing something, then I might say something. But
well, yeah, but just, he was just them like, existing.
Like, yeah. he was just
what's the point
dancing with a kid for your entire reception.
Oh no.
Yeah, well, he was out of his head on something, but he was dancing. Chad, yeah, he's like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's gonna do it for this week.
All right.
Bye, everybody. See you next time.